雅各书第五章
James chapter 5，
这是雅各书的最后一章
The last chapter。
我们从第十二节开始来读
We will read from verses 12。
雅各书第五章
James chapter 5。
我们从第十二节来读
From verse 12。
一直读到第十五节
To verse 15。
雅各书第五章第十二节到第十五节
James 5, 12 to 15。
我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可起誓，不可指着天起誓。也不可指着地起誓，无论何事都不可起。你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。第十三到第十五节，我们大家一同来读。你们中间有受苦呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂；你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来。他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告，出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯罪也必蒙赦免。我们读经就到这个地方。上个礼拜我们思想到我们一定要对真理勇敢做见证。
Last week we mentioned that we ought to bear bold testimony for the truth.
所以是就说是，不是就说不是。
And so let your yes be yes, no be no.
耶稣基督说，如果你有多话语，就是出于那恶者。
Jesus Christ said, anything more is from the evil one.
那么基督在人言语上的真实性的这个教导，雅各把它在这里引用出来了。
And we see James using the teaching of Jesus Christ about honesty.
一个基督徒的口不能一口两舌。
The Christian ought not to have forked tongue.
我们不能对人讲人话，对鬼讲鬼话。
We shouldn't say things to different group of people depending on who they are.
纪志文牧师讲一句话，他这样说。
Reverend Andrew G said,
如果一个人在人前讲人话，鬼前讲鬼话，人鬼碰头，他就无路可走。
If a person would speak to human being a certain way and speak to the devil a certain way, when the two come together, there would be no escape.
我只听他讲一次，我就深深记得到今天完全背给你听了。
I've only heard him say this once, but I remember it so well.
人前讲人话。
Before human beings, you speak like a human being.
鬼前讲鬼话。
Before the devil, you speak like a devil.
人鬼一碰头，你就无路可走了。
When the human being and the devil come together, there will be no escape for you.
照样，我们不讲真实的话。
In the same manner, when we are dishonest in our speech,
我们只能骗人一时，不能骗人一世。
We may lie to them for a moment, but not forever.
口吐真言，存到永远。
When we speak the truth, it will last for eternity.
这是圣经清楚的教导。
This is the clear teaching of the Bible.
我们口里若讲一句多余的闲话出来。
If we speak something that is really unnecessary,
审判的日子你都没有办法逃脱。
We have to bear it before the throne of grace.
因为我们上帝正在听我们每一句话是不是真的。
Our God is listening from his throne of judgment whether every sentence is right.
这样这些教训也成了我们行为的一部分了。
Therefore, these teachings become part of our lifestyle.
不要忘记雅各书的主题就是信行合一。
Do not forget that the theme of the book of James is faith and works becoming one.
雅各书的对象就是十二支派的以色列人。
And he was speaking to the Israelites of the 12 tribes.
这一个民族就是领受上帝律法的唯一的一个民族。
This is the only people that has received the laws of God.
律法是不是要人行使人可以得救呢？
Is the laws meant for us to do that we may be saved?
律法不是要人行才得救。
It is not meant for salvation through action.
上帝清楚知道人根本不能行律法。
Because God clearly knew that we could not fulfill the law.
律法不是叫人行，乃是告诉人人已经没有办法行了。
The purpose of the law is to tell us that we cannot fulfill it.
我们在律法中间不能被称义的人，都在基督里面我们可以被成为义了。
We cannot be made righteous in the law, but only through Jesus Christ.
像凡是靠着行律法盼望称义的人，一定是走投无路的人。
Those who try to be made righteous through the law will surely fail.
所以上帝为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And the Lord has opened to us a new and living way.
靠着基督为我们死，为我们成全律法，使我们借着他的身体破开。我们有一条又新又活的道路。
By the death and the salvation of Jesus Christ, when His body is open for us, we have a new and living way.
所以我们不是因为我们的行为够好 配得上帝的恩典。
It is not that we qualify because of our good works.
乃是因为我们在基督里面代死的恩典，我们应当好的行为来相配。
But because of the death and atonement of Jesus Christ, we should accomplish this with our good works.
讲到了第五章这一段的时候
，When we reach chapter 5,
你的口讲实话。
You should speak of the truth.
就变成你行为一个很重要的一部分。
And this become an important part of your life.
你为真理做见证的时候。
When you bear testimony for the truth.
你要很诚实的，是就说是，不是就说不是。
You must be honest, let your yes be yes, no be no.
免得你们落在审判之下。
Or you will be condemned.
那么如果一个人存心讲真话，他一定蒙福吗？
Does that mean that if we speak the truth, we will always be blessed?
他一定蒙上帝赐福。
The Lord will bless you.
一个人常讲虚假的话，他是自己捆绑自己。
If you always lie, you are actually tying yourself up.
你常讲虚假话，你是出卖真理，也是出卖自己。
When you lie, you betray the truth and yourself.
所以你就没有办法在上帝的审判面前，你站立得住。
Before the throne of judgment, you will not stand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
在这一段话讲完了以后呢
After this passage,
保罗比这雅各突然间讲好像又没有相干的事情
Again, James seems to give an irrelevant passage.
第十三节他怎么讲呢
Verse 13,
你们中间有受苦的人，你们就应当祷告。
Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray.
你们中间有喜乐的人，你们就应当唱诗。
Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise.
你们中间有病的人，就请长老来为你们按手祷告。
If you are sick, call the elders to pray for you.
那么这三种情形跟前面讲是就说是，不是就说不是，有什么相关呢？
What is the relationship between these three events and the earlier verses?
为什么前面提到为真理做见证的勇气，后面提到喜乐、悲哀、生病的事情？
Why is it earlier they talk about testimony for the truth, later they talk about trouble, happiness and sickness?
我相信这里面一定有关联在里面。
I believe there must be a relationship.
这个关联是什么呢？
What is this relationship?
为主做见证以后，
After you bear testimony for the Lord,
你讲真话以后
After you speak of the truth,
可能患难就临到你的身上
Perhaps disaster will come.
今天有许多的人为了自己的利害关系，他们遮盖是非
Today many people will not speak of the truth for their own good.
为了自己的利害的一等关系，他们出卖真理
For their own profit and loss, they will betray the truth.
那么这样的人就可以逃避许多对自己不利的事情了。
A person like that can escape many things that are not good for him.
多一事不如少一事。
We say it's better to be more relaxed and doesn't have too much trouble.
所有的困难中间，最好就逃避困难，免得被拖累在里面。
We say it's better to escape all this trouble and not be bothered.
其实这也是一种罪，叫做 the guilty of being silent.
And this is also a sin, being silent.
当不应当讲话，你乱讲的时候，你是犯错。
You are making a mistake if you say things when you ought not to say.
应当讲话，你不讲的时候，你照样是犯错。
But in the same manner, when you ought not to speak out and you do not, you are sinning.
你把对的讲成不对的，不对的讲成对的，这是你的错。
It is a mistake when you say things that are wrong, things that are right as wrong and wrong as right.
你什么都不讲的时候，你还是错。
But when you do not say anything, it is still wrong.
最近台湾发生了一件事情。
In Taiwan, something happened.
有一个记者在被追问一件事情，他绝对不要讲，是不是他也不讲，结果被判罪。
A journalist was judged as contempt of court because he refused to speak.
报章里面就说，事发第一次用这样的情形来定罪记者。
And the newspaper said, this is the first time a journalist has been found in contempt of court.
很多的记者协会的人就起来替他伸冤。
And the journalist association all protested.
说这是言论自由，你不能逼人一定要讲出来。
They say that this is freedom of speech, you cannot compel him.
我今天不评论哪一方面是对的。
I will not judge who is right.
可能照我自己的看法。
But based on my own opinion.
很多记录的人应当做见证的人都没有做见证。
Many Christians would not bear testimony when it is time for them to do so.
为什么没有做见证呢？
Why not?
只有一个原因， play safe.
Only one reason they want to play safe.
他试干为自己的安全而约束自己的言语。
Because of their own safety, they constrain their speech.
那这种的情形我也经历了几次。
I have experienced this many times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你为真理做见证的时候，
When you bear testimony for the truth,
你一定要先预备受困难，受逼迫。
You must first be prepared to be persecuted.
当你为真理做见证的时候，
When you bear testimony for the truth,
你要预备可能患难会临到你。
You must be prepared that maybe difficulties will come.
所以接下去就说
And then he says,
你们中间有在患难中间的人
If any one of you is in trouble,
你们的受苦的人
or those of you are suffering,
就应当祈祷
You should pray.
这里讲的是祷告
Here it talks about prayer.
这里讲的不是祈求
Not calling.
所以我在这里先要把祷告跟祈求两件不同的事先分开来谈
I want to segregate the difference between prayer and supplication.
基督徒以为祷告是一个跟祈求同样意义的不同的名词。
Christians often think that prayer and supplications are the same thing.
虽然我们名字叫做祷告会，里面听的都是祈求会。
So although we have prayer meeting, it is actually a session of supplications.
我们不好意思叫做祈求会，我们就叫做祷告会。
We don't want to call it a session of supplications, so we say prayer.
比较诚实叫做祈祷会，两个连在一起。
They're more honest to join the two together.
祈祷是不是祈求加祷告呢？
Does that mean that every time we pray, we have to ask for something?
你说是的。
You say yes.
但你把你的心意、把你的困难告诉上帝，不等于你是求他。
But when you tell God about your difficulty, it doesn't mean that you're asking for something.
你求的时候
，when you ask for something,
有所要，有所盼望。
It means there's something you want, there's a demand and hope.
告的时候
，but when you pray,
不过是一个。朋友之间倾吐心意的那一种交通跟关系。
It is a communication where you tell God how you feel like a friend.
我们与我们的朋友发生这个感情关系、友谊关系的时候
，When we have a relationship with our friends，
我们不愿意我们被拖到一天到晚有对我们的要求，我就对我们的需要，有对我们的这一些贪欲或者对我们的期望的那种友谊的里面。
We do not want a friendship where the other party keep asking things from us continually, all kinds of demands.
我们盼望每个人可以承担自己的重担。
We want everybody to be responsible for their own burdens.
每个人都负起自己的责任。
To be responsible for themselves.
彼此之间的照顾是建立在不是为了逼，不是为了求，不是为了贪别人的好处的那种低级的友谊的里面。
And the friendship should not be a one that is very lowly where you just want things from each other.
但是今天许多人所有的宗教动机
But today in religious motives
都是以自私做出发点的
Very often it's based on selfishness.
许多人所谓的寻求上帝
When we say we seek for God
都是为了贪欲他的恩典做出发点的
It is often because we want his grace.
当然上帝是施恩的上帝
Of course God is gracious.
当然上帝是福气的源头
And certainly the source of blessing.
但是今天许多人假借宗教所要的是利用上帝来满足自己的私欲。
But in religion, we want to make use of God to fulfill our own needs.
今天许多人所谓信心的祷告，是相信上帝的全能可以解决他一切的困难。
Many so-called prayer of faith is that we believe that God will solve all our problems.
所以从神那一方面来看
，So from the angle of God，
这种只利用神的厉害、祝福、恩典。的这种动机是比较错误的宗教动机。
And this sort of motive that wants the goodness and the power of God is a pretty lowly type of religious motive.
所以我们为什么祷告
？Why do we pray then？
因为我们被我们的自私所驱出来祷告。
We often pray because of our own selfishness.
我们为什么恳切祷告
？Why do we pray fervently？
我们为我们所需要的迫切感才来祷告。
Is it because of the urgency of what we need?
我们为什么向全能的上帝祷告
？Why do we seek the Almighty God?
因为我们认为他的全能是可以被我们利用的，所以我们祷告。
We think that we can make use of His power.
那么这样的宗教动机就没有什么价值了。
This sort of religious motive has not much value.
我不是说我们不可以求。
I am not saying that we cannot ask of God.
我要清楚地指出来，求跟祷告是两件不同的事情。
But I want to tell you clearly that prayer and supplications are two different things.
保罗在腓立比书第四章第四节告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 4 verse 4.
你们要喜乐，我再说，你们要在主里面常常喜乐。
The apostle Paul says, rejoice evermore, I say again rejoice.
接着就告诉我们应当一无挂虑。
We ought not to have any anxiety.
你凡事把你们的事借着祷告祈求与感谢都带到上帝的面前来。
In all things, we, through our prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, we bring before God.
那一段的圣经很清楚告诉我们，基督徒祈祷的生活包括三个部分。
Here it tells us that there are three areas of prayers for a Christian.
第一部分就是祷告。
The first one is prayer.
第二部分才是祈求。
The second is supplication.
第三个部分是感谢。
The third person is thanksgiving.
祷告跟祈求跟感谢是不一样的吗？
Are they all different things?
是完全不一样的。
They are very different things.
祷告就是朋友彼此倾诉心意，这个叫做祷告。
Prayer is when friends talk to each other.
祈求是有需要的时候，盼望另外一方面给他恩典跟怜悯，这个叫做祈求。
Supplication is that we hope for grace and mercy.
感谢是我们领受恩典之后有所救，有所感恩，然后就谢谢他。
And we give thanks after we receive the grace and we understand and appreciate it.
让我们用时间的次序来看。
From order of time,
困难的事情没发生以前，
before difficulties come,
我们有祷告，
we pray.
困难来到的时候，
when difficulties come,
我们需要祈求，
we call.
困难的问题解决之后，
after we solve our problems,
我们就应当感谢，
there will be thanksgiving.
祷告是事先，祈求是事中，感谢是事后。
So the order is prayer is before the difficulty, petition is during it, and thanksgiving is after it.
这种的生活是完整的祷告生活。
Then you have a complete prayer life.
就是有头有尾的生活。
At beginning and the end.
但我们今天的祷告呢，是没有头没有尾，只有个大肚子。
But today we don't have the beginning, the end, only a big middle.
我们平常不与上帝交谈。
Usually we don't talk to God.
我们事情解决了也不感谢上帝。
And we don't give thanks when problems are solved.
有事就到主的面前来。
When we have problem, we come before the Lord.
无事不登三宝殿。
If there's no problem, we won't go to the temple.
这样的基督是好的基督徒吗？
Is this then a good Christian?
这样的朋友是像样的朋友吗？
Is this a good friend?
如果有一个朋友好几年没有来找你了，
If a friend doesn't appear for a few years,
当他叩门的时候，
When he knock at your door,
你说是谁呀？
Who is this?
他说是我。
It's me.
因为每一个人都叫做我。
Everybody is me.
所以你一开门的时候，
When you open the door,
哇，好久没有见面了。
I haven't seen you for a long time.
你最为知道这里是七年以前。
7 years ago was the last time we met.
他说是我还在别地方见过你啊。
还有几次
打电话给你啊？
A few times I call you.
哦，对对对，我记得了。
Now I remember.
结果你注意到底他是什么时候打电话给我的？
Then you try to recall when was the last time he called you.
他在别地方见面找我那么及时做什么？
Why would he call you?
后来你发现他讲啊，你好吗？哎，孩子好吗？太太好吗？大家平安吗？健康吗？讲完了以后，我是要30,000块钱。
After greeting you, he said, I need to borrow $30,000.
那你说前面那些话可讲可不讲了。
So the words before is not useful.
今天来找我。
Because you come today,
真正的动机就是要借30,000块钱。
The true motive is to borrow money.
那么我就问你一个问题了。
So I ask a question.
如果今天你没有落难、没有困难、没有需要，你会来找我吗？
Would you look for me if you have no problems?
所以我就怀疑了。
So I begin to suspect.
到底是来找我，或者来找钱？
Are you here to look for me or to look for money?
这个你要分开来了。
So you need to segregate.
今天很多人说我寻找上帝。
Many people say I'm looking for God.
他到底是寻求上帝或者寻求上帝的恩典，是不是两件不同的事情？
Are they looking for God or the grace of God? Two different things.
在洛桑第二次大会的时候，我是讲员。
I was the speaker at the Lausanne Convention.
那么英国的 John Stott 也是讲员。
And also John Stott from England.
他带领早上的查经的会。
He took care of the morning devotion.
我带领晚上一次很重要的奉经会。
I took care of the revival meeting in the evening.
我注意听他讲到的时候。
When I was listening to him,
他讲了一句我感到很惊奇的话。
He said something that was very shocking to me.
Religion is not seeking after God.
他说宗教不是在寻求上帝。
Religion is the effort to try to escape from God.
宗教而是想逃避上帝的一个举动。
为什么宗教是逃避上帝呢？
Why does he say it's escape from God?
很多人都认为在宗教里我们寻求神，我们来拜神，我们来向神祈祷，是宗教是寻求上帝吗？
Shouldn't it be the case where religion we come to seek after God to pray to him and worship him?
他很正确的了当，用结论式的口气宣布。Religion is the effort to escape from God.
But he declared with a very firm declaration that it's escape.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
有了宗教以后，神你就不可以审判我了。
Because if I have religion, God, you cannot judge me.
我有了宗教的生活，你还要追讨我吗？
If I have a religious life, then I'm shielded from you.
越想越对。
When I think about it, he was right.
我清楚知道圣经三次上帝说，没有人寻找我，连一个也没有。
The Bible says three times that no one will seek for God, not even one.
所以人不是在宗教里面寻求上帝。
So we do not find God in religion.
人是在宗教的外衣里面要逃避上帝的审判。
We wear the coat of religion to escape the judgment of God.
就像你的朋友到你面前来。
It's like your friend coming to you.
他从来不跟你交谈。
He never spoke to you.
从来不关心你。
And he's not caring for
you. 从来不问你的家人怎么样。
I don't care about your family.
他来的时候是因为他需要你的钱。
When he appears, it's because he needs your money.
上帝看见人这种宗教动机，上帝会满意吗？
Will God be satisfied with such motives?
我们怎么可以对我们的主像这个样子呢？
How can we treat our Lord in this way?
所以这个雅各在这里说，
So James says,
你们有患难的就当祷告。
Those of you who are in trouble, pray.
这里他不是用祈求。
He didn't say petition.
你有患难的要祷告。
When you are in trouble, pray.
为什么呢？
Why?
你把你的困难告诉上帝。
You tell the Lord your problems.
你把你的心里倾吐在他的面前。
Before him, you tell him how you feel.
这样平常你没有困难的时候，照样常常与他谈话一样的。
It's like a conversation when you do not have any difficulties.
有一个布道家讲完道累得不得了回家的时候，
An evangelist was preaching and he was very tired and he went home.
有一个年轻人呢，
A young person
他故意在后面跟踪他，
Followed him at the back.
他要看看他怎样过祷告的生活，
To see his prayer life.
但那一天呢，他很失望，
But that day he was disappointed.
因为他从这个布道家的房子的外面呢，看见他进房间的时候就躺在床上讲一两句话就睡觉。
He saw that the evangelist just jumped onto the bed and then went to sleep after uttering a few words.
他以为这个布道就跪在那边祷告恳切啊，我多么属灵。
He thought that the preacher would be kneeling down and praying spiritually.
你知道他看见这个布道家讲什么？
He heard the preacher saying,
太累一躺在床，主耶稣啊，我很疲倦，你明白，我把我的心全部交给你，阿们，就睡着了。
He said, Oh Lord, I'm very tired. You know, I give you my life, and then he fell asleep.
但我告诉你，
I tell you this,
这个布道家已经做了他当做的工作。
This evangelist has finished his work.
他已经累得不得了了。
Very tired.
他就把整个身体交托在上帝的手里。
So he gave his whole life to God.
有一个美国人专写记这个宋尚杰的这个传记。
An American writes the biography of the Dr. John Sung.
这个人叫做 Reverend Schubert.
Reverend Schubert.
他里面有一句话。
He wrote,
有一次我看着宋尚杰躺在那里，连衣服讲到的衣服鞋子都没有脱，就躺到三更半夜，我心里非常受感动。
I once saw Dr. John Sung lying there sleeping in his garment and he didn't even take out his shoes until in the middle of night.
累到连脱鞋子的力量都没有。
He was so tired he could not even take off his shoe and I was deeply inspired.
那一天他一定忘记祷告就上床了。
And surely that day he didn't pray.
我想这一生我至少有十多次。
I think in my life there is more than 10 times.
三更半夜起来看见我还带着领带。
In the middle of the night, I wake up, I saw that my tie is still on.
我当然不是神经病的人。
I'm not crazy.
但是有时候累到一个地步。
But sometimes I was so tired, and that's the way it is.
我们对主呢，就是车路畅开。
And this is the way we are with the Lord.
主啊，我能做的就是这样。
Oh Lord, this is what I can do.
主啊，我的心意就是这样。
This is how I feel.
一个不对主畅开，不对主倾吐心意，而专专为利益求来到上帝面前的人，不是一个好灵性的人。
A person that doesn't open himself to God and only always asks of God cannot be spiritual. If a person comes to your house,
某某人在不在?
Are you there?
杨长老,
Elder Yong,
你出来了。
And you appear.
你好吗?
How are you?
好久没有见你。
I haven't seen you for a long time.
你太太怎么样?
How's your wife?
啊, 你孩子呢?
How's your kids?
你说好啊。
He's
fine. 进来坐, 不坐不坐。
Come in.
我就是过路问一下好了。
I'm just asking you.
那么你有什么事情到这里吗?
Do you have any problems?
我就关心了，因为很久没有问你的情形。你们都好就好了，他就走了。
And then he said, well, if everybody is fine, I'm leaving.
你说神经病，没有事情来这么做什么?
He said this guy is crazy.
我告诉你，这个人才是真正的好朋友啊。
But this is indeed a good friend.
不是那些每一次来都要求的人才是好朋友。
Not those who always come and have something in their mind.
但这一件事情我感到很奇怪。
But this verse is strange.
你在患难中，你在受苦的时候，为什么不是求是祷呢？
Why in the middle of your trouble you are not calling out but praying only?
我非常受吸引。
I am attracted to this.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我告诉你。
Oh Lord, I tell you this.
我在困难中间。
I am in the middle of the difficulty.
我不过是告诉你。
I am just telling you.
那么这个困难来到我。
When this difficulty arrives,
如果是出于你的意思，
if it is by your will,
求你给我力量担当，
give me the strength to bear.
这个求不是求困难除掉，
it is not that the difficulty disappear,
求我有力量担当这个困难，
but that I'm able to withstand it.
那么这种方式的祷告，
This sort of prayer
就是蒙上帝悦纳的祷告生活。
It's a prayer pleasing to God.
我们今天在祷告中好像很恳切，其实是逼上帝就范。
Very often our fervency in prayer is to force God to do what we want.
我们是受我们的感情催逼来到上帝面前。
We come before God in an emotional manner.
所以我们知道上帝是全能，来再逼迫他。
Because we know He is all powerful, we want to force His hand.
再用乞丐的心里求求求，都是为自私的目的。
And like a beggar, we pray and pray and pray for our own purpose.
上帝不是很喜欢我们一个基督徒过这种祷告的生活。
The Lord is not too pleased with a Christian lifestyle like this.
像耶稣基督。
But like Jesus Christ.
父啊，我把我的生命交托在你手里。
Oh Lord, I give you my life.
他不是求你咒诅这些钉我十字架的人。
He did not say, curse all these people who crucified me.
求求你降下火把他们烧死。
I ask that you burn them all with fire.
耶稣基督肯父是祷告。
But Jesus Christ prayed with his father, often telling his father everything in his heart.
父可以听子的求,
the father will hear the calling of the son,
子也有权柄求父,
and the son certainly can call upon the father.
诗篇第二篇告诉我们,
Psalm 2,
你求我,
second Psalm says, call upon me.
万, 这个万国赐给你为产业,
I will give you all the nations as your heritage.
地基赐给你为你的这个田产
and the foundation of the earth as your property.
这个表示只可以求父的。
This means that the son can call of the Lord.
他的亲爱的弟兄
the father, dear brothers,
耶稣求的时候
when Jesus called, 他
求你拥有我。
He says, glorify me.
正如我在地上已经拥有你。
As I have glorified you on the earth.
所以他求以前
so before he called upon the Lord,
先遵行父的旨意。
He first did his will.
他求以前
before he called,
他有个非常甜蜜的祷告的生活。
There was a very loving prayer life.
今天我们在这一节的圣经中间
in this verse today,
我们看到我们应当纠正我们祷告的生活。
We see that we ought to correct our prayer life.
有受苦的人
Those who are in trouble,
你就祷告
pray.
有喜乐的
and you're happy,
你就唱诗
sing songs of praise.
有病的
we are sick,
你就祈求
you call.
所以祷告、感谢、祈求三样都在这里了。
We see prayer, supplication, thanksgiving here.
那么在腓立比书第四章里面
in Philippians chapter 4,
祷告、祈求、感谢是这样摆列的：先告、后求、以后再谢。
You pray first, then you have petition, then you give thanksgiving.
在这里的次序是先祷告，后感谢，以后才祈求。
But here the order is prayer followed by thanksgiving and then petition.
这些都不要紧。
These are all right.
这两处的圣经都是用祷告做开头的。
But both start with prayer.
表示我们经常不断与主通我们的心意的时候。
It means that when we communicate with God and tell Him how we feel,
就是我们真正亲近上帝的惯常生活。
This should be a normal prayer life.
我每天都应当把我的心意陈明在上帝面前。
That every day we ought to tell God how we feel.
诗人所说的，每天清早我把我的心陈明在你的面前。
Like the psalmist says, every morning I open my heart to you.
那么你有困难的时候
，When you have difficulties,
你祷告
，You pray.
你有喜乐的时候呢
？When you are happy,
你唱诗
，You sing songs of praise.
这里不讲感谢，讲唱诗。
He didn't talk about thanksgiving.
我告诉你，全本圣经说，你如果喜乐要唱歌啊，就是这一次。
This is the one time the Bible says we ought to sing song when
happy. 没有变出这样说，如果有喜乐，唱歌好不好？没有，就这里。
This is the only verse in the whole Bible that says.
所以你们从来没有参加唱诗班的，就是表示没有喜乐。
So if you don't join the choir, you have no joy, happiness.
你有喜乐吗
？You want happy? Sing songs of praise.
我告诉你，基督教是唯一唱歌的宗教。
Christianity is the only faith that have songs.
做了基督徒又不要唱歌，要像到了巴黎没有看巴黎铁塔一样的。
If a Christian does not want to sing, it's like going to Paris without visiting the tower.
你说我不会唱歌吗？
You say I cannot sing.
但是吵架很会哦。
But you can quarrel quite well.
唱歌很小声，吵架很大声，不好意思。
You when you sing, you are very soft, but when you quarrel, you're very loud.
所以我们都要学唱歌，好不好？
We need to learn to sing.
好不好？好好学唱歌啊。
Learn to sing well.
下个礼拜唱大声一点，我才上台，好不好？
Next week you sing louder.
其实你不注意，每次你们在唱，我在里面都在听。今天唱的好几首都不够精神。
Today you didn't sing too well. I always listen for
myself. 更有精神一点。
You must sing with spirit.
你喜乐的时候去唱歌。
When you are happy, sing songs of praise.
基督教是唯一唱歌的宗教。
Christianity is the only religion where people sing.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为别的宗教很难唱出这种歌来。
Because in other faith, it's difficult to sing in this way.
人唱歌是不能逼的。
You cannot force people to sing.
世界上的歌到底有几种呢？
How many type of songs are there in the world?
我讲好几种的歌。
There are many types.
一种就是抒情歌。
One is the romantic type.
一种就是奋斗的歌。
The other one is for us to strive.
还有一种就是感恩的歌。
And songs of thanksgiving.
那么这是感恩的歌。
Songs of Thanksgiving
很多时候是在宗教里面产生出来的。
Very often comes from religion.
而特别是在基督教里面才有的。
Especially from Christianity.
所以你把基督教的歌
，If you look at Christian songs，
佛教的歌
，A Buddhist song，
印度教的歌
，Hindu song，
跟这个回教的歌
，Islamic songs，
把它比起来的话
，When you do a comparison，
你看就完全不一样。
You will see they are very different.
在马来民族中间最重要的就菲律宾。马来西亚跟印尼三个国家。
The three most important Malay nation is the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia.
三个国家里面，音乐最多训练的是菲律宾。
The Philippines has the most musical training.
菲律宾大学的音乐博士世界上是有地位的。
And the PhD from the university in music from the Philippines is important.
Philippines 是有地位的。
Has a good recognized status.
菲律宾有一些的作家，这个作曲的程度是有国际的地位的。
And they are composer of international standards.
其中有一个女的老作曲家，现在可能离开世界，叫做卡西拉。我亲耳听见她的交响乐被演奏的情形。
I have heard an orchestra performance of a piece by a composer Kasila with international standards.
那么最有情感的是印度尼西亚。
But Indonesia is most emotional.
他们有非常天生的直接性的音乐感的表达。
They have a very pure and natural expression in music.
比较差的就是你们隔壁的这个马来西亚。
Malaysia is not so good.
但是现在最好的音乐厅竟然是在马来西亚。
But the best musical hall is in Malaysia.
马来西亚的音乐厅的回音的好到一个地步呢，可以比世界任何一个音乐厅。
And it is of such good sound quality that it is of international standard.
但我要告诉你，这个音乐厅只有850个座位，所以回音不是太困难就是了。
He only have 850 sitting capacity, so it's easier to control.
这个音乐厅一个最大的毛病，你不能在里面唱基督教的诗歌。
The biggest problem there is that you cannot sing Christian hymn in the music concert hall.
你可以演奏贝多芬、巴哈，所有的音乐可以。有基督教的歌词的时候，就不可以在那边演唱。
When there's Christian lyrics, they don't allow you to sing in there.
新加坡不是如此。
Not so in Singapore.
所以我们本来要用这个 Esplanade 开音乐会。
Actually, we want to have a concert in the Esplanade.
那你们唱的程度不够好，我们就不能接受你。
They say that your standards are not good enough, we won't take you in.
我们就把一片我们印尼音乐会录音的这个纪录片给他们看。
And we show them a record, a VCD of what we've done.
他们吓了一跳，印尼有这样好的音乐吗？
They were quite shocked at the standard of music.
马上答应我们，等他答应的时候，我们不来。
So they agreed, but then we didn't want to come.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们那时候刚好不是假期，很多团员不能出来，所以不来。
The timing was bad.
好，我回到这里了。
Back to this verse.
所以为什么回教不能出伟大的音乐？
Why are there no great music from Islam?
为什么佛教不能出伟大的音乐？
Or Buddhism?
为什么基督教会出伟大的音乐？
But not so for Christianity.
为什么印尼有很多伟大的音乐不是宗教音乐？
Why are there great music from Indonesia but they're not religious?
单单这几句话可以做一篇的论文。
All these can end up in a thesis.
因为只有在基督教里面，
Only in Christianity.
有创造的观念。
There is the concept of creation.
有救赎的观念。
The concept of salvation.
有启示的观念。
The concept of the revelation.
真正与上帝发生的关系。
When you truly have a relationship with God,
你看到他创造的伟大的时候，
you will see how grand his creation is.
自然得到启发，产生感谢创造的上帝的恩典的音乐出来。
You will be inspired by nature, and in thanksgiving, you will create the great music.
当你经历罪的赦免、耶稣基督救赎的恩典的时候，
when you experience the saving grace and the forgiveness of sin,
你深深感受到这样伟大的爱。我一定要用最伟大的音乐来感谢上帝。
You will experience this great love, and so you express it with great music.
当你明白上帝在圣经中间启示的真理的时候，
When you understand the truth as revealed by God in the Bible,
你就为了上帝的启示的这个恩典激励你，你就产生一些对于神的话语的赞叹的诗歌出来。
And this grace will inspire you to express and appreciate the word of God in songs.
所以这种创造观念、救赎观念、启示观念。在佛教里面是没有的。
This concept of creation, salvation, and revelation is absent in Buddhism.
经历赦罪、救赎的这一种恩典的感受，回教、佛教都没有的。
the experience of forgiveness of sin is absent in Buddhism and Islam.
So they
cannot produce such music. Know that you are a Christian.
That
you have received great grace
indeed.
The Bible says,
你喜乐的时候就要唱歌,
when you are happy, sing songs of praise.
其实这句话什么意思呢?
What does this verse mean?
如果你不要讲话,
even if you do not speak, the stones will sing praises. Christians are the only disciples that can sing.
把伟大的音乐可以唱出来的宗教。
Christianity is the only religion that can sing great music.
我讲过了一两次了。
I have preached this a few times.
我再问你，基督教的诗歌有多少啊？
How many type of songs are there in Christianity?
全世界基督徒所唱的诗歌有多少啊？
How many songs are there that Christian would sing?
有没有1000首啊？
Would there be 1000?
有没有啊？ 你们教会里面圣诗最多3-400首， 因为太多太重， 那成本也很贵， 也常常没有唱到就浪费了。
Hymnal always contain only about 300 songs.
所以很多的教会就选3-400首， 他就结束不再选了。
They only pick about 300 songs for most churches.
那么里面一定有首叫做最好朋友就是耶稣。
Yeah, song like All the Best Friend is Jesus Christ. Silent Night, Holy Night.
这些一定有的。
These are standards.
但是是必备的诗歌。
These are standard songs.
好，我先问你啊。
My question is,
基督教的诗歌只有3-400首吗？
Are we limited to about 400 Christian songs?
一两千首啊。
Would there be a few thousand? 1 or 2 thousand?
你怎么知道算过了？
Do you count?
有没有5000首啊？
5000?
有没有10000首啊？
10,000?
多少首啊？
How many?
这个世界纪录大全 Guinness Book of World Record.
In Guinness Book of World Record,
有一年他讲一句话。
There was one year,
基督徒唱的诗歌最少有50万首。
It says that there are at least 500,000 Christian hymns.
我看了以后呢,
when I saw this,
我说哪里才50万首?
I say, how can it be only?
一定超过的,
must be more than 500,000.
你怎么知道超过?
How do you know?
因为我的还没有放进去。 对不对? 所以一定超过的。 那么除了我还有很多人嘛。
But there are still many composers.
全世界这么多基督徒啊, 诗歌都没写进去, 怎么只有50万人, 一定更多的。
That must be more than
50,000。来了，我问另外一个问题。
I asked another question.
Is there any religion can produce such amount of singing songs to the Lord?
有没有其他的宗教能够有那么多的赞美的诗歌?
绝对不可能的。
Absolutely impossible.
所以这句话是个命令啊。
So this is a command.
你们有苦难的, 要祷告, 是一个命令。
Those who are in trouble, pray is a command.
你们有喜乐的, 要唱歌, 也是一个命令。
If you're happy, sing songs of praise, also a command.
那你说这个我们都知道, 为什么要讲呢?
Why do you preach on this? We know.
But this is
not the case.
我们平常有苦难就祈求。
When we have trouble, we ask of God.
有喜乐就静静。
But when we are happy, we keep quiet.
有吃亏就呱呱叫, 对不对?
But when we lose, we make a lot of noise.
所以你看我们的手啊,
so our hands,
向里面弯的时候,
when we close,
你看他练功。 啊，都好好的啊，但这个时候呢，向外面弯的时候，你看，对不对？所以，但到前就感谢主，一亏本就呱呱叫，对不对？
Now you know it's very difficult to be translated.
你现在一看就看明白了啊，我们领受恩典就静静的，一亏本就跪全世界用广告给人家听。
When we receive grace, we just keep quiet. When we suffer, we call out.
所以有苦难呢。
So when we call out, when we are happy,
我好厉害嘛,
I'm very good.
我们很坏蛋啊,
we are not good people.
所以雅各要纠正你,
so James wants to correct us.
不但你为真理做见证,
not only will we bear testimony for the truth,
为真理做见证,为真理受苦的时候, 你要告诉上帝,
you must call upon, you must tell God your problems.
你不必告诉,
you don't have to tell others.
我19岁那一年,
when I was 19,
我定下一个祷告,
I have this goal.
我的主啊, 帮助我,
I say, oh Lord, help me.
有苦的时候, 自己吞下去,
when I have difficulty, I will bear myself.
有快乐的时候, 多多告诉人,
but when I'm happy, I will share it.
我一生做一个这样的人,
I want to be a person like that in my life.
求主给我学习到会成功,
I want to ask the Lord to help me succeed.
吞下去,
when I have difficulty, I bear it.
所以我敢说,
so I dare say this.
我结婚35年,
I've been married 35 years.
问我的太太,
if you ask my wife,
35年里面,
in the 35 years,
1万多天里面,
in more than 10,000 days,
你问他有没有我对他说工作太重很苦我感到做人没有意思为什么这样多人误会这样多困难我从来没有讲过一句
My wife will tell you, I've never tell her that my work is too much, so many people misunderstand me, life is very bad.
你可以问他诚实是就说是不是就说不是
You can ask her to tell you honestly, yes is yes, no is no.
因为我上对上帝立约了。
Because I made a covenant with God.
有苦吞下去。
I will bear my difficulties.
有肉分享一份。
And share my happiness.
这样呢，这个世界就比较甜美一点了。
Then the world will become better.
我们试试看吧。
We try this.
圣经说有苦告诉上帝。
The Bible says if you are in trouble, pray to God.
有乐就唱歌吧。
But when you are happy, sing songs of praise. Thanks be to God.
基督教是唱歌的宗教。
Christianity is a faith that sings songs.
基督徒是感恩的人。
Christians are people who are
thanksgiving.
But at the height of thanksgiving,
你不但唱人家做的歌，你会做歌给人家唱。
Not only will you sing songs of others, you will compose songs for others to sing.
把喜乐分享吧。
To share our joy.
看到上帝的创造。
When we see the creation of God,
为大自然感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God for nature.
上帝的救赎。
When we experience His salvation,
我们为赦罪之恩感谢上帝。
We give thanks for forgiveness.
看到上帝启示真理。
When we see the revealed word of God,
因为有权柄明白真道而感谢上帝。
We give thanks because we have the opportunity and the power to understand it.
基督徒是唯一感谢、唱诗、歌颂、荣耀上帝的人。
The Christian is the only person that will give thanks to God and sing song to praise Him.
单单为了音乐
，just for music alone，
我就一定要选基督教的信仰。
I will have to choose the Christian faith.
没有别的宗教信仰可能有这一方面。
No other religious faith will be able to provide us with this.
很可惜的，我在印尼发现基督徒很少好好学乐器，所以用基督徒纯粹组织一个交响乐好像很难。
Sadly, in Indonesia, I discover it's difficult to just get Christian to form an orchestra.
而加拿大有一些演奏交响乐的弹琴的人，多数是回教徒。
And a lot of these people who play in the orchestra are Muslims.
但是这些回教徒在回教里面又没有音乐创作，他们一定用音乐在基督教的创作拿来演奏，但他们还不是基督徒。
But they themselves are not Christian and they are no Muslim work, so they always play Christian works.
很多我不明白的事情。
There are many things I cannot understand.
这里提到你受苦的时候你要祷告。
Here it says, in trouble you should pray.
你喜乐的时候你要唱诗。
When you're happy, you sing songs of praise.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督从来没有记在他唱诗，记在他唱诗的只有一次的时间，就一次的事件。
There's only one place in the Bible where Jesus was recorded as singing.
两处的圣经写同样一件事。
One incident recorded in two different places.
就是他擘饼设立圣餐以后，他与门徒走路到客西那马尼园，在半路的时候，耶稣跟门徒唱诗。
That is after the Holy Communion, as he walked towards the Garden of Gethsemane, he sang with the disciples.
圣经只一次记载保罗唱诗。
The Bible recorded Paul sang only once.
保罗什么时候唱诗呢？
When was this?
他被打到遍体鳞伤，手戴铁链，脚戴着木狗，在监牢里面的时候，他唱诗。
He sang songs of praise after he was beaten up and he was in chain in the jail.
基督最困难的时候是唱诗的。
So at the height of Christ's difficulty, he sang.
保罗在最受苦的时候是唱诗。
And when Paul was suffered greatly, he sang.
基督教的得胜。
The victory of Christianity.
基督的信仰的凯旋。
And the victory of Christian faith
我们心中的喜乐
comes from the happiness in our hearts.
不受这世界加给我们的苦害所影响。
These are not influenced by external difficulties that the world gave us.
第二样。
Secondly.
第三样。
Thirdly.
你们中间若有病的，就请教会的长老来给你们祷告。
Those who are sick should call the elders of the church to pray over him.
这是全本的圣经唯一的一处提到长老用油来为人抹油祷告的事情。
This is the only place in the Bible where the elders are to anoint a sick with oil to pray.
有的人就用字面来解释。
And some people have literal translation.
加拿大甚至有一个灵恩派极端的牧师，他就特别为要替人祷告，抹油的那个油呢，一罐一罐按手祷告。
And in Jakarta, there's an extreme charismatic pastor that will lay hands on the oil for anointing in sickness.
他们不是用油给人按手，他按手在油的上面。
And they anoint the oil first.
然后呢，这个被他按过的油一瓶一瓶就卖很贵的价钱。
And then they sell the oil.
这个完全违背圣经。
This is against the Bible.
啊，这个牧师呢
，This pastor,
他用各样的办法来制造钱财。
And try to create wealth with all sorts of methods.
但有一些人感到给他按过手的油有效力啊。
But some people think that the oil has some power.
所以灵恩派的医病的运动。
And so this healing movement
就走了一大堆错误的偏路了。
Has many mistakes.
那现在我们要解释。
We want to explain here.
你 有困难。
When you are in trouble,
你祷告,
you pray.
你有喜乐,
when you're happy,
你唱诗,
sing songs of praise.
你有病,
when you're sick,
你请长老给你抹油祷告。
Call the elders to pray and anoint you for it.
抹油什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
表示膏抹的意思。
It means an anointment.
表示圣灵的恩膏、圣灵的恩赐在你的身上的意思。
That the Holy Spirit is with you.
这样你受洗的时候用水表示洁净。表示悔改。
It's like when you are baptized, water will represent salvation.
按手用抹油表示圣灵的膏抹，圣灵的恩在恩赐在你身上。
And so anointing someone with oil represents the presence of the Holy Spirit.
那么你要出以信心的祷告。
And this is a prayer of faith.
奉主的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord.
所以这里提到这两件事情。
Two things.
他们可以奉主的名用油抹他。
In the name of the Lord, they anoint him with oil.
为他祷告。
To pray for him.
就以信心的祷告要救那病人。
The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well.
主要叫他起来。
The Lord will raise him up.
再加上一句话，他若犯罪，主要赦免他。
If he has sinned, he will be forgiven.
这里提到病的时候。
So he talks about illness.
一样的事情。
Few things.
可以为病人祷告。
You can pray for him.
要最好请长老来祷告。
It is best to call the elders to come,
为他按手祷告,
to lay hands on him,
抹油的祷告,
anoint him with oil,
是奉主的名祷告,
the prayer in the name of the Lord,
而且是用信心祷告,
prayer offered in faith,
加上认罪的祷告,
the prayer of confession.
所以这件事包含七八样的东西在。
So there are many different aspects.
当一个人圣徒生病的时候,
when a saint is sick,
他可以不可以求呢?
Can he call upon the Lord?
可以祈祷。
He can pray,
用信心的祷告。
The prayer of faith.
请谁来祷告呢?
Who will he ask?
长老来祷告。
He will call the elders.
为什么不请牧师请长老?
Why not the pastor?
讲道，牧师讲祷告，长老祷。
The pastor will preach the sermon, the elders will pray.
但是这个长老就常常讲到忘记给人家抹油祷告。
But this elder always preach, never anoint.
你有没有用抹油祷告过？
没有，
还没有。那为什么你没有？你忘记了这一节圣经的开始。好，我先问你，长老是谁啊？
Who are the elders?
什么人可以做长老?
Who can be the elders?
教会里面长老的这份是什么意思?
What does an elder mean?
上帝赐给教会。
The Lord has given to the church
五大这份。
Five different
使徒
apostles
先知
the prophets the preachers
教师
the teachers
和牧师
and the minister
没有包括长老。
No elders.
那么圣经也提到教会有长老。
But the Bible talks about elders in church.
长老是使徒设立的。
The elders are set up by the apostles.
使徒、先知、传福音、牧师、教师是上帝赐下的。
But God gave us the apostles, preachers, teachers, and the ministers.
教会你们的侍奉的这份。
So ministry in the church
应该分成两个层次。
It's segregated into two areas.
上帝借着基督圣灵有赐下的。
One is given by God after the ascension of Christ.
第二种是建立各教会有使徒为教会设立的。
The second one set up by the apostles for the church.
这个教会非上帝这些赐下的这份有三种。
There are three types of offices that is not from God.
第一就是长老。
The first one will be the elder.
第二就是执事。
The second, the deacon.
第三就是其他的各种圣工人员。
The third one will be the other workers.
神学院的老师。
Like a lecturer in a seminary,
教员,
a Sunday school teacher,
示范的团员,
choir member,
那么这些侍琴的人,
and all these musicians,
这些都是各种的侍奉者,
these are people in ministries.
当然那些特别蒙恩膏教导基本教义的神学教授, 那是上帝赐给教会的教师, 那是另外讲的。
But there are teachers that God has given to us.
那么圣经没有说上帝赐下主日学老师。
The Bible didn't say God gave us Sunday school teachers.
赐下弹琴的琴师。
Or pianists.
上帝赐下就这个专门做探访的这个妇女。
Or ladies who will go visiting.
所以有三个职分。
So there are three offices.
一个就是长老。
First one is elder.
相当于监督。
It's like a supervisor.
第二种职分。
The second one.
就是执事。
A deacon.
第三种职分。
The third one.
各种圣工的负责人。
All who are responsible for other works.
这三种呢是从人间选出来的。
These are selected from other people.
人对别人的拣选。
It is chosen from a group of people for other people.
上帝自己拣选、差派、赐下的，不是。
Not something that God has chosen himself.
使徒是上帝拣选。
The apostles were chosen by God.
上帝差派的。
Sent by God.
先知是上帝亲自高立的。
prophets were anointed by God.
先知是上帝亲自呼召的。
And called by God.
是对先知的重要性。
The importance of the apostles and the prophets.
超过了传福音的教师与牧师的重要性。
Is greater than the evangelist, teacher, or the pastor.
为什么呢
？Why?
使徒哎，以弗所书第二章二十节告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 says.
教会是建立在使徒同先知的根基上。
The church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
这两个职分特别重要。
So these two are important offices.
因为是教会的根基性的职分。
They are foundational for the church.
那么使徒跟先知下面还有个根基的根基。
Beneath the foundation, there's another foundation.
有耶稣基督为房角石，使徒跟先知是建立在这个上面。
Upon the cornerstone of Jesus Christ.
叫犹太人建房子的时候
，When the Jews build a house,
最重要的一个就是第一个房角石。
The most important is the first cornerstone.
然后从房角石延伸到这里的这线，后面的横线跟上面的高度的线，都是在这一块的石头建立了三方三个层面。或者三次方的这种位置。
Upon the cornerstone, the three dimension of the building is built.
这样的，头房角石就是基督。
And so the cornerstone is Christ.
那么，使徒先知是建立在这个房角石的上面。
And the apostles and the prophets form the other.
教会才建立在使徒和先知的根基上面。
And upon this is the church.
所以这就是教会的建造。
This is how the church is built.
那么，使徒先知就比传福音的。这个教师跟牧师更重要。
So the apostles and the prophets are more important than evangelists, teachers, or pastors.
使徒先知代表什么
？What do they represent?
使徒与先知代表旧约跟新约的全本圣经。
They represent the Old and the New Testament, the entire Bible.
教会是建立在全本圣经的启示真理的上面。
And so the church is built on the revealed truth of the whole Bible.
所以呢，传福音的
the evangelists
不能比使徒。
Cannot be compared to
做牧师的
，a pastor
不可比使徒
；cannot be compared to apostle
做教师的
；a teacher
不可以比使徒
；cannot be compared to apostle。
不过是照着使徒先祖的教训来讲道、来牧会、来传福音。
There are people that preach the gospel, teach, and to pastor based on what the apostles have taught。
这两种根基性的这份
，these two foundational office
跟三种真理牧养的这份。
And the three offices about the truth.
这五种是上帝亲自赐给教会。
All five came from God.
两种是停止了。
Two has stopped.
三种是继续不断，在每个时代都有。
And three other offices continue in all generations.
那么另外三种呢
？The other three
就是长老
，elder，
这使徒们设立的
，set up by the apostles.
以后呢，各世代的人的伟大的领袖都可以在教会里面设立长老。
And then all great leaders in the next generation can set elders.
这是呢
，deacons.
这是们使徒提议拣选出来的。
Was suggested by the apostles.
所以要从你们中间选出这事来。
From among you, pick your own deacons.
做分配事务。
To do work like distributing the
food. 这些的事情。
These works.
让我们做使徒的可以专力祈祷、传道、伟事。
That the apostles can concentrate on prayer and preaching.
这样，这事的工作是什么呢
？The work of a deacon then.
这事不是管牧师的。
Is not to rule over your pastor.
这事不是教会的主人。
Or be the lord of the church.
这事是教会的服侍穷人，在一切的事务上需要参与来解决这一些行政上困难。的那些做杂物的人叫做这事。
The deacons are people who will serve the church like a servant to get rid of administrative problems.
这事的地位
，the status of a deacon
跟长老相比
，cannot be compared with an elder.
长老的地位是什么地位呢
？What about the elder?
他们要学习真理
，they must learn of the truth.
明白上帝的启示
，to understand the revelation of God.
会非常的熟练圣经的教训
，be clear about the teaching of the Bible.
这就做长老的人
，an elder.
他们是固守真道奥秘的人。
Are people that defend and hold fast to the mystery of the truth?
第二样
，second，
他们是有牧者的心肠，爱护羊群的人。
They are people who are pastoral that love the sheep.
第三样
，thirdly，
他们是父为教会为教会做守望的人。
They are people that watch over the church and defend it.
所以他们要持守信仰。
So they are hold fast to the faith.
明白真理。
To understand the truth.
父为羊群。
To defend the sheep.
照顾上帝的子女。
To take care of the children of God.
这些叫做长老。
These people are the elders.
你有病的时候
，So when you're sick,
你请长老为你祷告。
Call the elder to pray for you.
就请那个明白真理、爱护羊群、有牧养心肠、有照顾上帝的教会、 为上帝的家做守望的人，这些人为你祷告。
To call these people who understand the truth to love the sheep, to take care and pastor the church, they will pray for you.
他们的这份不是牧师。
Although they are not your minister,
他们的功用是牧养，牧养喂养上帝的羊群。
Their function is to pastor over the sheep of God.
连彼得也自己称自己是长老。
The apostle Peter referred to himself as an elder.
劝你们做长老的。
I command you who are elders.
像彼得一样。
Like Peter.
他不是辖制羊群。
He did not rule over the sheep.
做群羊的榜样。
But become the example for the sheep.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
牧养上帝的子女。
People who take care and pastor over the children of God.
这些长老来祷告的时候，
when these elders come to pray,
他们是用膏油抹在病人的身上，
they will anoint the sick with oil.
也就是说，不是靠自己，是靠圣灵的恩膏，他们来医治别人。
To represent that it's not by their strength, but by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
他们是凭着信心祷告。
They will come in faith.
表示什么呢？
It means
他们明白上帝的道，信心就是对上帝的道的回应跟投靠。
They know that faith is a response to the word of God.
他们的祷告是奉主的名祷告。
They pray in the name of the Lord.
这个奉主的名很重要的一句话。
It's a very important phrase.
什么叫做奉主的名呢？
What does this mean?
比如说这个查经大会。
For example, in this particular gathering.
每一次借这个礼堂。
Every time we use this place.
要付一笔的钱。
We need to pay a rental.
那么这个钱从哪里拿出来呢？
Where does this money come from?
那我们奉献的时候。
When we give our offering.
支持圣工。
We support the work.
那么要用这个钱做场地费的时候。
When we use this money,
用这个钱做这个录音的制造费的时候，
when we use it for audio recording,
用这个钱做我们一些工作费的时候，
when we use it for our work,
那么你现在说我要拿钱了，
now you say I want to take the money.
钱在哪里呢？
Where is this money?
比如说，
for example,
钱在杨长老这里，
is with Elder Yong.
那么另外一个弟兄说我要来拿钱，因为牛顿生命堂要收我们的租场费了。
Another person said we had to pay the rent for the church.
那杨长老就问说，
and Elder Yong will ask,
你凭什么权柄来拿的？
Who gave you the authority to come and ask for money?
你说我自己要来的，因为他打电话我就来拿了。
The person said, well, he called me, so I come.
他说不能。
He would say no.
你一定要得到布道团在这里的财政签字，我才给你。
I will only give you the money when I see the signature of the treasurer.
你把我的财政拿。
Ask Google to the treasurer.
财政的你要拿的钱，账目给我看，我来查清楚。
The treasurer will say, show me the accounts, I will check it.
他查完了以后，
after he checked it,
知道这是对的，
he knows that it's right.
这个是完全不是自私的，
it's not selfish.
他就签了字，
he will sign.
签了字以后呢，
after that,
就因为那个签的字有代表你的名，所以你的钱可以拿出来。
Because of the signature, you can get the money.
如果你支票签字的时候，
if you sign on the check,
签成别人的字，
and you sign wrongly,
银行会不会拿钱给你啊？
Will the bank give you the money?
不会。
No, he won't.
你签自己的签的不像样，跟从前都不一样，他会给你吗？
If you sign a different way,
所以有时候银行打电话给我，
so sometimes the bank will call me.
有一张支票这个号码是不是你签的？
Are you the signatory here?
为什么你签字跟三年前的不一样？
How come your signature is different?
我说昨天我那个笔不好啊。
The other day the pen not so good.
后来到一半的墨水就完了。
No more ink.
我再拿的时候就变得签的不大好了。
So when I sign it doesn't look right.
他问是你签的吗？
They will ask, are you the one who signed it?
是。
I said yes.
是我亲自签的。
I was the person.
多少数目？
How much is it?
我告诉他多少钱。
I tell them.
他说对了。
They say right.
他就把钱给你了。
And then they'll give
the money. 我告诉你什么叫做奉着名主的名祷告呢？
In the name of the Lord when we pray.
有很多人解释就奉主的奉耶稣的奉主名祷告就是奉主名祷告。
Many people think that it's just to utter his word.
我告诉你，
I tell you this.
祷告最重要的一环，
the most important thing about prayer.
透过基督的名来到上帝面前。
Is to come before God through the name of Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你祷告通到至高至处的半空中，魔鬼阻挡。
Because the devil will block you halfway.
所以你祷告在父面前的时候，
When you pray before the Father,
你就透过超过所有掌权的、执政的、有位的、主治的、空中的恶魔的力量，你才能冲上去。
You can go by it by the name that surpasses all names in the world.
圣经告诉我们，
the Bible says,
基督从死里复活。
After Christ was resurrected,
上帝赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
God gave to him a name above all names.
基督从死里复活以后，
after his resurrection,
他的名字超过一切执政的、掌权的、有权的、主位的、主治的，这些今世的、来世的，所有的权柄。
The name of Christ is beyond all visible and invisible powers of the world for all time to come.
回教主祷告, 上帝啊, 慈悲的上帝, Amen.
So when the Muslim pray to the merciful God and
基督徒祷告,
say Amen,
上帝啊, 慈悲的上帝, 奉耶稣的名, Amen.
The Christian will pray and then say in the name of Jesus.
不同在哪里呢?
The difference is
奉耶稣的名,
in the name of Christ.
奉耶稣的名什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是上帝在基督的名所代表的能力 跟所包含的应许中间所承认的祷告, 叫做奉耶稣的名。
And God recognized the prayer in the name of Jesus because of His promises.
所以今天我们对主祷告的人,
so those of us who call to the Lord today,
我们在主的名里面祷告蒙应啊,
we are calling in His name.
我们在上帝基督的名里面, 我们的信心得到承认。
And our faith is recognized in His name.
那么这样意思是说, 如果上帝的基督里愿意医治这个人就必医好。
And so if the Lord is willing in the name of the Lord to heal him, he will be well.
今天灵恩派的解释是什么?
The explanation of the charismatic is, no matter what you call, you will have victory in the name of the Lord.
这个已经变成一种宗教性的迷信, 只要念耶稣的名, 那么就好了。
Then it becomes a religious superstition when you just call on his name, you will be well.
他们就照着这五个字, 奉耶稣的名, 用五个字, 一望, 一样化葫芦, 那就必上帝, 你说奉耶稣的名, 你就给我, 现在给我, 就变成这样的祷告了。
And the prayer becomes one which you force God because you say the verse says so.
有关于主的名祷告里面最重要的句话是什么呢?
As to the name of the Lord, the most important phrase in prayer is
我们在天上的父,
our Father who are in
接下去,
heaven,
愿人都尊你的名为圣,
hallowed be thy name.
如果你不尊主的名为圣, 你没有资格奉主的名祷告。
You are not qualified to pray in the name of the Lord if you do not offer his name as hallowed.
奉主的名, 就像你写支票的时候, 让耶稣签字上帝才给你。
It's like when you write a check, Jesus had to sign it and the Lord will give it to you.
不是奉你的名,
not in your name,
是奉主的名,
in his name.
意思就我的祷告讲, 主耶稣基督签名, 这张支票, 上帝就承认了。
In other words, Jesus Christ must sign the check and God will recognize it.
当你真正明白这个意义的时候,
when you truly understand this,
你就知道现在极端灵恩派的祷告都是冒用主的名而不明白什么叫做尊主名为圣的这种心态,
you will know that extreme charismatics are actually do not understand this and they just call upon the Lord, name of the Lord.
信上帝的全能,
you believe in Almighty God,
他就利用上帝, 逼上帝,
so we want to compel him to do what we want,
利用主耶稣的名,
to use the name of Jesus,
他就上帝听他的话,
that God will listen to him.
他抹油,
when he anoint with oil,
这个拿些油来替你摸, 就不知道意思, 就认为这个就是圣经的话语,
they think that this is what the Bible means.
把所有最伟大的属灵意义的实质, 就化成, 简化成那些只有字句而没有经意的了解。
All the great understanding in spirituality is reduced to simple literal translation.
我没有啊,
I have anointed
him
with oil in the name of Christ.
我有信心啊,
with faith.
我祷告啊,
I pray.
我相信他的全能啊,
I believe he is almighty.
那你说什么信心呢?
What sort of faith is this?
只要你信, 什么病都会好。
If you have faith, you will be healed.
那些人什么信呢?
How do they believe?
是不是 in 信道产生的信? 不是。
Is this a faith that comes from hearing his word?
道都没有听,
there is no word.
我信你会给我好,我信你全能。主啊,你是全能的,我信,你现在医治他吧。
I believe, so you must heal him now.
这是自信心一厢情愿的信。
This is a one-sided faith.
这是因为要好就马上表示我会信,信他会好的这种信。
This is a faith that believes that the person will be well.
这跟圣经所讲的信是没有关系。
Not related to the faith in the Bible.
所以看到这第三个特殊的情形, 有病的时候怎么祷告, 奉主的名, 有病的时候用信心祷告, 有病的时候你若按手, 那么要求主赦免他的罪, 这些观点里面的意义是牵连在一起,很伟大的。
These are great teaching within these few verses. When you pray in the name of Jesus and in faith, there are many profound meanings in there.
你问一个快要死的人, 你信上帝会医好你, 当然信了。
If you ask a person who is about to die, do you believe that God will heal you? He say yes.
为什么? 因为他怕一不信就不得救了嘛。
He is afraid that he will not be healed.
不信就不能医治了嘛。
And will not be saved.
所以他一定要信。
So he will surely say he believes.
那种信是怎样的信呢?
But what sort of faith is this?
那种信根本不是在神的道, 神的应许, 神的真理中间建立起来的信,
it is not a faith that is built upon the word of God, his promises and his covenant.
有这种信来逼上帝吗?
Do we force God with such type of faith?
这是错误的。
This is wrong.
上帝有一些时候,
sometimes
许可人因为犯罪受疾病的攻击。
God may allow us to be attacked by sin.
你不能反过来说。
So you cannot turn it around.
凡是所有的病都是罪产生的恶果。
That and say that all diseases come from sin.
上帝许多时候。
Sometimes.
用他的主权愿意医治人从病中间得到解脱。
Because of his sovereign will, he's willing to heal and deliver people from illnesses.
不能反过来说。
You cannot turn it around and say,
我以奉主的名，上帝一定要受这个名的限制，一定要医好他的病。
When I use in the name of Jesus, he must be constrained by this name and must heal me.
所以千万不要上一种当。
So do not fall into this trap.
就是用人一厢情愿的自信心来决定上帝一定要施恩这种错误的教导。
And fall into the wrong teaching because of your own selfishness, you think God must heal you.
这些祷告是自私的。
These are selfish prayers.
这些祷告是私欲的。
It's from our own desires.
这些祷告是逼上帝的。
It's to force God.
那就不对了。
This is wrong.
圣经给我们清楚的祷告。
The Bible gives us a clear teaching.
是一个顺从的祷告。
That the prayer is for submission.
相信上帝的全能，加上投靠上帝的愿意的祷告。
To believe that God is Almighty plus the fact that He must be willing.
上帝有没有权柄，有没有能力叫那个杯离开耶稣在克西马尼的情形？
Does God have the power to remove the bitter cup from Jesus Christ in Gethsemane?
耶稣祷告的时候，
When Jesus Christ prayed,
若是可以，
if it can,
求你叫这个杯离开我，
remove this cup from me.
不是照我的意思，
but not by my will,
是照你的意思，
but by your will.
尊主的名为圣。
That the Lord will be Lord.
尊主的绝对主权。
That His sovereign will rule.
这个关系应当进入你祷告的元素里面。
This concept must enter into your prayer.
不但如此。
Not only this.
如果你说有信心，一定上帝会医好我。
If you say that in faith, God must surely heal you.
你等于宣布上帝没有别的选择，他的医不医是决定于人对他的信不信的程度。
You are declaring that God has no choice, that His healing will decide whether you believe.
若是这样的话，
if this were the case,
那些灵恩派的领袖，
charismatic leaders,
相信用信心得着神意运动的这种绝对者，
those people absolutely believe that with faith all things will come by.
他们每一次祷告病就好了，
every time they pray they will be healed,
病就好了，
and they will be healed.
最后一次死了，
in the end they will die.
表示他一生的信心功亏一篑，最后一次全部瓦解了。
It means that all the faith didn't work at the very last step.
这是完全错误的观念。
This is the wrong teaching.
因为当上帝的时候到的时候，
When the timing of God is up,
你一定要死的时候，
When the time for you to die comes,
你不能强求上帝。
You cannot force God.
因为罪的工价乃是死，一定要执行。
The wages of sin is death.
有一个人，
There is a person.
他从前年轻的时候是我的学生。
When he was young, he was my student.
后来结婚娶了个很漂亮的女孩子。
After he got married, he married a beautiful girl.
生了三个孩子。
Have three children.
到他差不多40岁的时候，
When he was about 40 years old,
突然发现有一些地方有 cancer.
Suddenly he discovered cancer.
所以他就各样的医生都去找。
He went to look for many doctors.
花了千千万万的钱。
Spent thousands and thousands of dollars.
在美国化疗。
In America.
在这个德国开刀。
In Germany.
在印尼找医生。
In Indonesia.
日本找医生。
In Japan.
找得半死半活。
To look for all sorts of doctors.
越来越重，后来痛到不能维持了。
But in the end, the sickness was so bad.
他的太太就相信这一节圣经。
And his wife believed in this verse.
我们奉主的名祷告，他一定会好。
In the name of the Lord, he will be healed.
去找一些比较跟他同样这种信仰的人的牧师来祷告。
And she looked for pastors that believe in this to pray.
个个来祷告。
Everyone came to pray.
那些灵恩派的人对比较有钱的人是比较愿意祷告的。
The charismatics like to pray for the rich.
我不是讲开玩笑，你注意看他们。
But you not take note of this.
这次 Benny Hinn 到印尼去。
Many Hinn has gone to Indonesia. Many people want to be healed by him.
特别跟他谈话的时候，
when you talk to him,
不先谈医病的事，先谈他需要多少钱。
He first talk about the ministry's financial needs.
所以不懂的人不懂，懂的人很失望。
So people who know this is very disappointed.
好的，这个太太，
and this woman,
就找了很多牧师来替他祷告。
Look for many pastors to pray for him.
完全没有好。
But he was not healed.
那些牧师就说一定会好，一定会好。
The pastor said he will be healed.
到最后越来越厉害，越来越厉害的。
In the end, when he got worse and worse,
做丈夫的痛苦的不得了。
The husband was in great pain.
他说：“请唐牧师来好了。”
He said, "We invite Dr. Tong."
我从小是他的学生。
I was his student.
现在请唐牧师。
Ask him to come.
我去的时候
，When I went there,
我不要讲好话，我要讲实话。
I didn't want to say things he wanted to hear. I want to tell the truth.
我说 有没有可能上帝要你回天家呢？
I say, is it possible that God wants you to return home?
如果要你回天家，
if he wants you to return,
请问你预备好了没有？
Are you prepared?
如果上帝医治你，你继续留在世界上。
If God heal you, you can continue to live here.
如果上帝要你回去，你预备好了没有？
Then if God wants to call you home, are you ready?
他的眼泪就流下来。
And so he began to weep.
躺在床上不能讲话。
He couldn't speak.
我对他说，
I say to him,
我要为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
如果上帝要医治你，
if God wants to heal you,
你一定会起来。
You will rise.
但是我要预备你的心。
But I want to prepare you.
上帝有一天把你带去。
If God take you away,
你要很平安地回到他那里。
You must return peacefully.
因为我这一次来看你以后。
Because after I see you,
我要到世界各地讲道，我很少时间再来看你。
I will be preaching elsewhere. I will not come back.
他听，马上听进去了。
He heard me.
他说他不是为我祷告。
He said, Dr. Dong, pray for me.
请你更为我预备我的心，见我的主。
Especially that I will prepare to see my Lord.
我们就祷告。
So we prayed.
要祷告以前呢。
Before we pray,
他的太太一直流泪瞪着我。
His wife keeps staring at me.
因为她很不甘愿我讲这些话，说上帝说带你去了什么。
She is not willing that I was praying in this way.
所以我也瞪着她。
So I stare at her.
我说你有没有预备心？
I said, Are you prepared?
她摇摇头，没有预备心。
She said no.
那我们一同祷告。
I said we pray together.
不甘愿祷告。
She was not willing.
这个时候，她的丈夫忽然间抓住她太太的手。
The husband grabbed hold of her hand.
他说，请你不要再逼我了。
And say, don't force me anymore.
让我平安地去。
Let me go in peace.
我想，我心里知道上帝要我去，不要再勉强祷告。
I think that I know that God wants me to go. Do not just pray this way.
我去了，上帝会照顾你。
I know that God will take care of you when I go.
那太太就大哭，眼泪一直流一直流。
And the wife will.
那我想再拖下去，还是一直流。
I thought he would keep wailing.
我就祷告了。
So I prayed.
主啊，愿你成全你所定的心意。
O Lord, fulfill the will that you have set.
如果你要他去的话，
if you want him to go,
求主坚固他，预备他的心，安息在你怀里面。
Strengthen him and prepare his heart that he may rest well with you.
求你加他太太的力量。
And strengthen his wife.
祷告完了以后，
after I prayed,
非常平安。
He was in peace.
哇，他就非常非常平安。
And he was in great peace.
等候上帝。
And he waited for the Lord.
过不久以后，
a while later,
他真的离开世界。
He left the world.
但是这个事情发生很大的后果了。
But there was great consequences.
那些灵恩派的人，
those charismatic people
跑来对这个太太说，
came to tell the wife.
就是你去请那个唐冲龙来。
Because you invited Stephen Tong.
本来快要好了，给他弄死了。
Actually, he was about to recover. Now he died.
我们知道快要好了，已经差一点就好了。
We know that he's almost recovered.
就是你信心不够，去叫他来把他弄死了。
Because you have no faith, then he died.
所以这个太太呢？是恨死我了。
So this wife hated me.
她就好久好像不要见我一样。
For a long time she didn't want to see me.
那怎么办呢？
What do I do?
我把她交托给主。
I give it to the Lord. I can't do anything.
她的丈夫离开世界非常平定。
The husband left in peace with joy.
一直安慰她的太太。
And comforted the wife.
主会继续照顾你。
The Lord will continue to take care of you.
我爱你。
I love you.
但是我如果主叫我去，我一定要去。
But I will go when the Lord summons.
以后呢，他就不来我的聚会了。
She didn't come to my church anymore.
他在别的城市嘛。
Went to another city.
去一个灵恩派的教会。
Went to a charismatic church.
一直相信本来是会好的。
She keep believing that originally he was healed.
就是给我弄死的。
But Stephen don't kill him.
一直相信上帝一定医他的。
She believed that God will heal him.
所以有一天呢。
One day.
突然间，他跑到马浪来找我。
Suddenly she came to Ma Lang to look for me.
奇怪，这个寡妇。
She was a widow.
带了两张纸来。
She brought two pieces of paper.
一进来的时候，
when she came in,
忧愁得不得了。
With great sadness.
他牧师啊，我昨天去听到。
Dr. Dong, yesterday I went to a sermon.
听到了上个礼拜他们所讲的已经录出来了，我拿来给你看。
I saw the transcript. I'm bringing it here for you.
我看的时候，
when I read it,
这两句话你感到怎么样？
What do you think of these two phrases?
那个牧师怎么讲的？
The pastor said,
一个人会做寡妇。
A person will become a widow.
一定暗中犯了很重的罪，不告诉人，所以上帝刑罚他。
Must be because of punishment of God from a hidden sin.
虽然人不知道，上帝知道，所以把她丈夫拿去让她死。
Because people do not know, but God knows, so she's punished.
这个女人因为自己犯罪，所以要做寡妇。
And she become a widow because of hidden sins.
他说：“你看，
she said,
怎么可以讲这样的道？”
How can he say this?
我说：“你怎么可以去听这样的道？”
I said, Why are you going to listen to him?
我说：“你听听这样的道。”
Why do you go?
他说：“他平常讲不错，今天错。”
Every day she seemed to be right, but today is wrong.
我就不跟你讲了。
So I was bold with her.
对你有利的就对，对你不利的就错，对不对？
Is it true that things that are good for you is right, bad for you is wrong?
当他们对你说祷告一定会好，你感到他们讲的是上帝的话。
When they say that your prayer will surely work, you think they are speaking of God.
当他们现在说 你是因为犯罪受刑罚，你就认为这就不是上帝的话。
But now they say that you are being punished, then you say it's not word of God.
我奉主名告诉你。
I tell you in the name of the Lord.
你要改过来。
You must repent.
不能用你自己的利害关系来说是不是上帝的。
You cannot decide whether it's the word of God by your own liking.
你要顺从上帝。
You must be obedient to God.
他不能接受。
She cannot accept this.
现在哪边的不能接受，我这边的不能接受。
Cannot accept both sides.
所以他痛苦好几年。
And for many years she suffered.
过了四五年以后。
Four to five years later.
慢慢他才回头。
Then slowly she turned around.
回到纯正的信仰。
To return back to the pure faith.
我解释给他听。
I explained to her.
什么叫做上帝的权柄？
What does the will of God mean?
什么叫做上帝的能力？
What does the power of God mean?
上帝有能力医治的时候，他也有权柄不医治。
He had, when God has the power to heal, he also had the authority not to heal.
否则每一个一厢情愿、自以为用自己的自信心逼上帝的人，就可以死。罪的工价乃是死。这节圣经没有效用。
Or the phrase, the wages of sin is death, will have no effect.
一直讲，一直讲。
I kept explaining.
慢慢，慢慢，慢，他才明白过来。
Slowly she understood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们有病的时候。
When we are sick.
我们可以祷告吗？
Can we pray?
可以。
We can.
我们可以祈求吗？
Can we call upon the Lord?
可以。
We can.
我们可以请长老来为我们没有祷告，可以。
We can ask the elders to anoint with us with oil and pray.
信心祷告。
But you pray in the faith.
这里讲的信心什么意思呢？
What does this faith mean?
我们的奉主的名祷告。
In God's name.
这里讲奉主的名什么意思？
What does in the Lord's name mean?
我们祷告的时候。
When we pray.
若是有罪，主必赦免他。
If there's a sin, the Lord will forgive him.
这里又提到了罪跟病之间有时是有关系。
Here it tells us sometimes there's relationship between sin and illness.
我们若不承认我们的罪。
If we do not confess our sin,
只要主医治的恩典。
We only want His healing grace.
我们若不尊重主的名为圣。
If we do not treat His name as hallowed.
我们只要利用基督的名求一切的医治。
If we want healing in the name of God.
我们是违背圣经的教训。
It is not biblical.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们在这些事情上。
On these matters.
都把全本圣经融会贯通所得到的结论。来平衡我们错误的信仰。
We will have a balanced view to correct our wrong faith.
好像我们可以顺服在上帝的主权的下面。
That we will be obedient under the sovereign will of God.
今天我要讲到这个地方。
I will stop here.
接下去还有几次，我们要把雅各书讲完。
We will finish James in a few more sessions.
求主赐福我们每个人。
May the Lord bless all of us.
我们大家站起来。
Let us rise and pray.